I simply want to encourage our hearts this morning from the thought of celebrating our history through song. Celebrating our history as a church family and all that God has brought us through song. I'm sure some of you are aware and that you know that song and music, they're not simply some form of entertainment. That we listen to our CDs, that we attend concerts, that we hear music and we hear song, but we know one thing about song, that song has life application. That when singers get up and they sing, when the praise team gets up and they sing to fight on, they're telling us a story. And they're speaking from their own personal experience. I'm sure when they're singing, they're thinking about the things that God has brought them through, the battles they've had in their lives, but today they're still standing. And the word to us is that we ought to fight on as well, that the songs have stories. They teach us life lessons that we can reflect, we can look back, and we can remember things that have happened in our lives as we listen to other people sing songs. Y'all remember this song by this artist? Maybe some of y'all remember her. They call her the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Anybody remember a song called Respect? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. That Aretha, that she's telling the story of this confident, articulate, intelligent woman who has a man in her life that she does everything she can for. She takes care of him. She provides for him. She makes sure his needs are met. And all she's asking for when she gets home and when he gets home is just a little bit of respect. I think I got some women that can identify with me today. That all you're asking for is a little attention. You're asking for a little respect when he gets home. Yeah. Tells a story. Don't look around. Look at me. Look around. Don't look around. Don't look. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. He preaching to you. He preaching to you right now. Yeah. Anybody remember a song called Heard It Through the Grapevine? That Motown great. Gladys Knight, she took a stab at it. The Isley Brothers, I think they took a stab at it, but nobody could do it like Marvin Gaye. He just sung the song with depth and with, man, I'm feeling you, man. I heard it through the grapevine. I heard it by second hand that you cheating on me. I heard it. You about to leave me for another man, but you know I love you more. Girl, I heard it through the grapevine. Not much longer will you be mine. But we can identify with that. songs, y'all, They tell stories. I mean, TLC's Waterfall. You know, be careful of the rivers and the lakes that you used to. Listen, stop trying to live your life so fast. Mary J. Blige. Anybody remember No More Drama? That was my song. Yeah, that was my jam. No More Drama. Mary J. She sang that song. And all she was saying is, you choose to live a life filled with drama or not. And then one of my all-time favorites, Whitney Houston, Greatest Love of All. I know George Benson did it first, but she did it better. But she speaks truth in the song, because there's so many people that have yet to learn to love themselves. So it doesn't matter whether it's country or Western or R&B, pop or rock or hip-hop or gospel. Song is powerful. Song teaches us powerful life lessons that are relatable to us as people sing them. And so this morning, as we celebrate 12 years as a church family, this 12-year church anniversary, as we recall our past and as we look forward to our future, I want to remind us of an old gospel song. Yeah, young people, it's a throwback. Yeah, Aria Rose is a song that was from back in the day. That's her phrase now. Pop was it back in the day. It was a song that was back in the day. The title of the song is this: We've Come This Far by Faith. That's our word of encouragement for this morning. Y'all, when I was younger, I didn't quite understand that song. When I would see the adults, you know, all around me in the church, and it was hot in there, and I'm sweating. I got my Buster Browns on and my suit on, and I just want to get out of church. And they bust out in that song, y'all. I didn't understand then what I know now. Because we're talking about the late 60s and 70s when people were dealing with issues in our society and in our world, that they were dealing with oppression and racism and injustice, and they would sing that song. They were dealing with issues that some of them had more month than they had money. That Sister Barbara, some of them had health issues that they were dealing with. Sister Barbara, yeah, the Sister Barbara right here on the back row. Yeah, she looking to the side now. California Barbara. Sister Barbara Castile. And to all those who are listening in, I understand now what I didn't understand then. And they would stand on their feet, y'all, with tears in their eyes. Some would jump for joy. Some would run around the church as they began to sing the song. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Living faith, that's all I want to tell you this morning. I know you already know it, but can I remind you, church, we've come this far by faith. Hallelujah. And so, let's look at the chorus to this song. The chorus is the part that you sing over and over again. The verses are, you know, the stuff that you sing in between. And I don't know a whole lot of songs. Verses and songs today are like books. It's like chapter 1, verse 1, 2, 3. But choruses I can pick up on. And so I want us to look at this chorus this morning as we consider our life and our history as a church. And we apply to this song. We're going to look at the song. But we apply Bible to the song. I believe that every song we sing today ought to be about Bible. That you ought to be able to listen to the words to the song and go to find some scripture about that song. Amen, somebody. And so this morning, let's look at this song as if we are the authors. Living Faith, us. We are the authors, and we're telling our story. We're recalling and remember our history as a church family. Again, the song starts out saying this: we've come this far by faith. I love that. Amen. We have. Reverend Mike, it's not just a me thing. It's not just a you thing. But it's an us thing. I praise God this morning for a ministry that understands it's not about one personality. Not one preaching personality, not one ushering person, not one person. That through these 12 years that we haven't had this Lone Ranger mentality, it's about one person. Oh, take the pastor and the wife and put them on a big old billboard and put a big spotlight on them and let them smile, let their teeth gleam. It's not just about a pastor and a wife. It's about a church family. It's about all of us working together. It's the we. And I thank God that we understand that we've got it. It's the we. It's not just about me. It's about all of us working together. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3 says this: make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit. That it's the Holy Spirit that binds us together and keeps us together. It's the Holy Spirit that's holding us down right now and that's keeping us. That right. We're here today as a church family because of the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I heard somebody say, we comes from God and I comes from the devil. Yeah. Anytime a ministry becomes an I ministry, it becomes a closed ministry. Yeah. Because it becomes about us four and no more. It's about I. And so in this church, we understand, so there are no big I's and little U's. It's about us. It's about we. I love the book of Ephesians, because in it, Paul talks a lot about it's inclusive. It's we and ours and us. And so he's very inclusive in his language in the book. I love what Al Jarreau said, that we're in this love together. That this is a love fellowship. This is the house of God. We are God's people, and we are in this thing together. And like berries on a vine, it ought to get sweeter all the time. That we've come this far by faith. We've come this far. This far is about, it's about mobility. It's about forward progression. If I'm standing in the back of the room and I say, I'm going to, in the front of the room, say, I'm going to the back of the room. If I take 10 steps forward, then I've made it. I made about 5 steps. I've come this far. That means I have a ways to go. But the good news is I've come further than I was before. Living faith, we can praise God because we've come further than we have before. That we've come this far by faith. And God is still taking us to a higher place. George and Weezy aren't the only ones that were moving on up. That we're moving on up in the Lord. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14. I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call, which is in Christ Jesus. God is taking us forward. God is moving us forward together. We together. Amen. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want somebody to hear me when I say this, because I think about a football team, y'all. I think about a football team and how they go out on the field to play. But everybody doesn't play the same position. That you have defense, you have offense, you have special unit, you have all of these players out there playing different positions. We don't all play the same position, but guess what? We're all moving towards the same goal. Yeah. Yeah. That we're all in it to win it. And I say that, and I challenge some people that if you've been a part of this ministry for some time, and find your fit, find your place, find your gifting, find what God is calling you to do, and use it to the glory of God. I think about the fact that we moved from a clubhouse 12 years ago, and God took us to a hotel. I love the hotel because after worship, some of y'all remember they had the buffet over there. The breakfast buffet. We slide on over there and get us some breakfast buffet. And God took us from that hotel to 1715 Grandstand. But God is taking us to 1111 Tally Road. But y'all know what? That's not the best news. This is material stuff. This is what's here on earth. That God is taking us as a church from here to glory. And we're all working together, arm in arm, and praying for one another that we get from here to glory. That's the better news. That's the good news. We've come this far by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I remember, y'all, years ago, I'm driving down 1604, minding my own business. That's before Alamo Ranch even existed. I see trees and farm and land. That's all I see. And God said to me, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And I said, joshingly and jokingly, but I'm like, Lord, I'm not a farmer. What are you showing me over there? And I knew in that moment what he was showing me. He said, you're going to plant a church over here one day. And here we are. Long story short, here we are. That God gave us property on the other side of 1604. It was sky high, but God gave us some within our budget. Yes. It is ours, and we're moving forward. We've come this far. We've come this far by faith, y'all. And so guess what? Together, let's keep moving forward by faith. And the next line of the song, y'all. I won't be long. We got a surprise at the end of worship today. Listen, next line of the song, leaning on the Lord. Now, when you think about the word "lean," what does that mean to you? It means that you rest on somebody, that you allow them to support you, to keep you standing up, to lean on somebody. The older I get, the more I appreciate the word lean. I was at the VA hospital not long ago, and I was hurting that day. Arthritis was kicking up. Y'all know they offered me a walker. I'm for real though. You know, I rebuke that physical therapist. I will crawl before y'all see me on a walk. I'm saying that now. So in about another couple of years, I see you on a walker, ain't you? Yeah. But to lean on someone means that they support you. They hold you up. That they keep you from falling. These 12 years, it goes without saying, we've been leaning on the Lord, y'all. That he's a mighty God. He's a strong God. He's supported us, and he's held us up for these 12 years. Proverbs 3:5, don't lean on your own understanding. And what's the importance of that? Why not lean on your own understanding? Because you don't know it all, and I don't either. I think about this. You know, in school, we learned that 1 + 1 = 2. And y'all, that's a good mathematical formula. It's logical. It makes sense. And it helps us in our finances. But guess what? When you're looking for property that's sky high, 2 ain't going to make it. But I found out something. 1 + God is more than enough. We leaned on God who owns everything. The cattle on the thousand hill belong to him. In his good pleasure, he shared with us. 1 + God is enough. It's more than enough. I think about the losses that we've had in this church. Those members that are no longer with us. That painful part of the journey when people left us. But this church, with God on our side, he still comforted us and kept us. Yeah. I think about the pandemic when the church doors were shut, but the church wasn't closed. Yeah. You can't never close the church. Yeah. Yeah. And how the room was empty. The lights were low. A couple of people, Lori and Sport back in the sound booth, Sister Jackie, Sister Joy, that was the praise team, y'all. And sporadically, every once in a while, Brother Mike, somebody, they just want to be in the house. They show up, and that's all we had. But us plus God. That God made a way out of no way. God sustained us. God kept us. Do y'all not know that the finances not only sustained, but they got higher? Am I telling the truth? That God kept us. I thank God because of y'all's generosity and y'all's giving. But the good news is that God kept us. We were leaning on the Lord during the pandemic. And God continues to add to our equation. God continues to bless us. We're moving to 1111 Tally Road. God is providing and we're leaning on him. I think about the song, y'all. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Come on, some of y'all know the song. That we're leaning on God's everlasting arms. I'm y'all says he crazy. He preaching a song. But the song is biblical, and the song is true, and the song is all about our history. And so we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. It's God that's doing it, trusting in his holy word. I look at that this way. That picture yourself needing someone to lean on, and you're leaning, and you're leaning, and they're helping to carry you. But not only that, they're whispering in your ear, and they're telling you, you're going to make it. Come on, keep moving a little while longer. Don't give up. Hold on, you're going to make it. Back up a little bit. Turn to the left now. Go this way. Go that way. They're listening to the voice. And that's the way it ought to be, y'all, that we're leaning on God, but we're trusting in his word. As we're leaning on God, God whispers through his word what he wants us to do, the direction he wants us to go. And we're continuing to trust his holy word. God's word is holy. It's trustworthy. We can depend upon it. It's stable. God's word is faithful. We can abide in God's word. It's instructive. It's comfort. It's all of that. God's word is holy because God is holy. And so as a church family, we get the picture that we're leaning on God and we're trusting his word every step of the way. I kind of found out some things in life. Listen, when the word reflects God's character and his nature. God is holy, and so we abide by his holy word. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says again, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Listen, when we allow our understanding to rise above God's understanding, with God's wisdom, we're in a terrible place. When our understanding disagrees with what God says and his purpose, we have to always defer to God. I want y'all to know this on a personal level, because there's some times in your life when it seems like you know what you know, and it makes all the sense in the world to you, but that's not what God is saying for you to do, that you need to trust God and defer to God, or you'll make a mess out of your life. I thank God for the leaders in this church, the people in this church that he surrounded me with, because it's not an I thing, it's not a me thing. That anytime you look at the New Testament, you see plurality in leadership. Because one person by themselves is a train wreck. And so I thank God for the leaders in this church who stand alongside of me that will speak truth. Amen. Amen. That will speak truth. I thank God for Brother Meeks. Amen. Amen. Who would tell it like a T-I-E. His bark is how does the phrase go? It's not worth it. Yeah. That he looks mean sometimes, but he's a gentle giant. So we love him. But he's going to always speak his mind. God bless him today. God bless him today. Lord, help me today. But you know I love you, brother. And for all the leaders on our executive council, past leaders on our executive council and executive team, thank you so much for the work that you do. Thank you so much for being honest and truthful. That when we started this walk many years ago, that we trusted in the Lord. But I had to trust God to surround me with good people that love him, that love me, and we love one another. And I thank God for each and every one of you. That we've come this far by faith, leaning and trusting, and then we're going to finish it up here in a minute. It says, he never failed me yet. I just get stuck right there. That he never failed me yet. It's a declaration that God will never fail us. I kind of used to get tripped up on that. What do you mean never failed me yet? Why is there a yet in it? Because scripture will bear out that God will never fail us. 1 Corinthians 1, 9 through 11. God is faithful and he called us into fellowship with him. 2 Timothy 2, 13. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. Amen. So yet simply means up to this point, this far, God has not failed me. But here's one thing I see in the song. That the writer says he's never failed me. He shifts from we to me. Yeah, it's personal. That I can never talk about a faithful God as a we faithful God till I understand he's a me faithful God. Does that make sense to you? But I know God has been faithful to me. That God has seen me through dangers, seen and God has helped me through some crazy days. That God has been faithful to me. And because I know that, I can stand with assurance and confidence that God is faithful to we. That God is faithful to you as well. God will not fail us. God will not forsake us. God is with us. But here's the truth. I'll be finished in a few minutes. There's some times when, if I were honest, God has been faithful, but I haven't always been faithful. I can speak for me. That God always remains faithful. And there's been some times in my life, and maybe you felt this way, maybe there's some times you felt like you failed God. That God, I just can't meet up to your expectations. You holy and you all of that, but that ain't me. That I'm rough around the edges. Y'all help me. That I'm subject sometimes to say some things that I shouldn't be saying. That sometimes Jack will want to come out of the box. But I appreciate your prayers. I solicit your prayers. That I would stay under the covering and the banner, the power of the Holy Spirit to speak those things that He would have me to speak, rather than those things, Brother Andre Brown, that I would want to speak. That even in ministry, y'all, there's been some times when I haven't quite gotten it right. And I hope, I'm looking around the house, I haven't injured anybody in here. I haven't said anything to throw you off. But it's the truth. That I'm human, I'm not perfect, and I had to learn some things. I had to learn, first of all, real quick, I don't know it all. Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know it all. That's why God puts leaders around me, people that know some stuff, people that are smarter than me in different areas, to help this ministry progress and move forward. I'm grateful for those people. If I start calling names, I'll be calling names all day, but I'm grateful for those people. I don't know it all, and so there were some times when I thought, I knew some stuff that I didn't know. I've learned, y'all, that there are two sides to every story. You know, in the past, I had somebody come to me, such and so, and I jump on a bandwagon, I'm going, let's go get them, let's go get them. But I hear the other side of the story, and I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. How y'all throw me up in the middle of this? Wait, whoa. Something else I found out. Nothing surprises God. Many times I've been up in my feelings and my emotions, especially during COVID. I'm like, God, why you let this happen to us? Why we got to go through all this stuff? God, the church is, there ain't no folk in here. God, what we going to do? I'm preaching to the walls. I'm crying. I'm crying for real, y'all. I'm crying out to God. But God reminded me. He said, Kevin, that didn't surprise me. I knew the pandemic was coming. So why are you tripping? And I think we didn't know that. Nothing surprises God, y'all. No matter what you deal with, no matter what you're going through, it does not surprise God. Sometimes you surprise yourself in some of the stuff you say and do. Sometimes you couldn't hold Jack or Jackette bag. It came out the box a little bit too fast. And you surprise yourself at what you said to somebody. All you saw was red. You start talking before you know it, people go. But though we fail God, God will never fail us. In those times when we are faithless and we are weak, God is always strong. So again, I thank God. I'm grateful for the people that God has surrounded me with as we move forward by faith. But God ensures us that what He started, He will not finish. This last thing, y'all, and I'll be through with it. He never failed me yet, and then, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Say it, Luca. I hear you over there. Talk, grandson, talk. I love that. Oh, count them out. There's seven of them. Seven O's. But I believe the writer writes this to show emphasis on what he says next. Oh, the emphasis on the fact we cannot turn around. We cannot turn around because God is doing a mighty work. God is doing a great work in this church. God has much in store for us. The best is yet to come. So we cannot, we will not turn around. I think about the Apostle Paul in his ministry. 30 years in ministry, Paul talks to his protege in the ministry, Timothy. He says this, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. That Paul looked at his life and all that he had done, and Paul fight, and Paul worked, and he served. And I believe Paul was looking for that next level, that next place in his life. Because as he writes, God's about to take him to be with Jesus. He's about to take him home. But one thing he could stand and say, I did the best I could. Yeah. That I stood and I fought and I didn't give up. I didn't turn away. When God told me to speak, I spoke. How God told me to serve, that's how I serve. That's what God wants us to do as we move forward living faith. I know the question is, well, where in the world are we going from here? I've had a couple of people ask me that question in certain ways. Where are we going from here? That God sets in order a pastor of the church, and we're looking for the vision, we're looking for the plan, and we're looking for the details. Guess what, y'all? Now this is going to cause some of y'all to trip. Sometimes Church leaders, pastors have to wait on God to get an answer. I don't ever want to be in a place where I feel so pressured to come up with something and say something that I say something that's all willy-nilly all over the place. If I don't know, I just don't know. I think about Abraham, Hebrews 11 and 2. It was by faith Abraham obeyed God. He left his home to go to another land that God would give him as an inheritance. And the Bible says he went without knowing where he was going. That God didn't give Abraham all the answers up front. I believe that's what faith is all about. God will give you what you need to know when you need to know it. And that's all you need to know. If he gives you the details of a certain thing, that's all well and good. But I can just speak for me. That sometimes you just don't know. And so what do you do in the interim? You wait on God. You keep trusting God. And whatever you've been doing before, you keep on doing what you've been doing. And so stop getting upset when you don't have the details. When you don't have the plan. All I can do is trust God. I know that God knows. And as long as we're listening to his voice, as long as we're trusting him, as long as we're depending upon him, God will show us. God will show us the way. We walk by faith and not by sight. So this still begs the question, what do we do to this point? We keep on leaning. We keep on trusting. We keep on believing. We keep on hoping. We keep on serving. We keep on worshiping. Yeah. We keep on praising. Yeah. We keep telling people about Jesus. We keep connecting real life to a real faith. We keep doing what Jesus told us to do before that we reach the lost at whatever cost. Just remember what the verse to the song says. There's a verse in this song. We come this far. It's a verse it says, just remember the good things he has done. Things that seem impossible, oh, praise him for the victories he has won. That's what we do, church. That's what we come to do today. We've come to celebrate God for the victories that we have won. We come to praise God for the mountains and the valleys that he's brought us through. We thank God for the bad times and the good times. We thank God up to this very moment. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. I need everybody in the house to stand on your feet today. We've come to praise God for 12 years. We've come this far by faith, and we're going to bless his name. I want us all to sing joyfully together, that song together. We've come this far by faith. Help us out, Jarrell. This far. What have we been doing, y'all? Come on, leaning. Oh, I can't hear y'all. I can't. Yes, we have. We've been trusting, y'all. We've been trusting. Has he ever failed us? Has he ever failed us?
He never failed.
Come on, y'all, let's get excited about it. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, hey, turn around. We've come this far by faith.
Come on, one more time. Sing it like you mean. We've come this far by faith. Y'all, you got to lean like you mean it. Lean on God. Lean on him.
Leaning on.
Yeah, that's
Lord.
It. That's it. We've been trusting. We've been trusting, hoping, and depending.
Trusting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it.
Word.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. He never, never, never.
He never failed me.
Come on, y'all. Sing it joy. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh.
One more time. Come on, oh, let's do that. Oh, come on, let's do the oh. Come on, say oh.
Oh, 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 oh. Can't turn around.
Come on, one more time. That sounds real good. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh,
oh, oh,
oh, oh. Can't turn around. We come this far.
God, we praise you. We've come this far by faith, leaning and depending upon you. God, you haven't failed us. And we thank you right now. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your power, God.
We come this far. We come this far by faith, y'all. We come this far by faith. And we'll continue by faith in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 God, we thank you that we would not be here today if it were not for you. Only by your grace, only by your mercy, only by your power. God, I thank you for a church called Living Faith Community Church. And we remember your word that we are crucified with you. Nevertheless, we live. And the life that we now live, we live by faith in Jesus, who loved us and gave his life for us. That we have a living faith and a living hope found only in Jesus Christ as we make him the Lord of our lives. And God, I pray right now for anyone under the sound of my voice that may not know you in the pardon of their sins. Your word is true. John 3:16, Father, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting, everlasting life. And where your word says, listen, if we confess Jesus with our mouths, believe in our hearts that you raised him from the dead, that saves us, that settles it. And so, Father, I pray right now that by the power of your Holy Spirit, that you would speak to someone who may not know you in the pardon of their sins. That your spirit would convict their hearts that Jesus is real. Pray like right now, Lord God, for those that may be without a church home, a church family, a place where they can worship with other believers, serve with other believers. God, that if it's your will, speak to their hearts and let them know that Living Faith Community Church is a church where we're connecting real life to a real faith. That our hope and our trust, our foundation is in Jesus and our trust is in you. Do what only you can do. We admit, we believe. We repent, we confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, and that saves us and that settles it. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.
You have just heard Pastor Kevin Love of Living Faith Community Church, located at 1715 Grandstand Drive in San Antonio, Texas. You're welcome to join us for worship service on Sundays at 9 a.m. and for Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. Living Faith Community Church, connecting real life to a real faith.